This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So imagine you are dropped right into the middle of a sprawling, just rapidly evolving metropolis. I mean, skyscrapers are going up overnight, highways are being completely rerouted, entirely new underground transit systems are coming online.
Sounds chaotic.
Oh, it's totally chaotic. It's modern and it is moving incredibly fast. But now, imagine you're trying to navigate the city, right? And the only tool you have in your hands is this crumbling paper map from like a century ago.
Yeah, you are going to spend a lot of your day looking for a trolley line that was paved over decades ago.
Exactly. And you'd be turning the wrong way down one-way streets, constantly hitting dead ends. You'd be wondering why just getting from point A to point B requires so much friction. And well, that exact feeling of friction is really the driving force behind our mission for today's deep dive.
It really is.
We are exploring a core question for you today. What would a modern business strategy actually look like if you built it completely from scratch right now with absolutely zero legacy baggage?
Which is a huge question.
Right. And our guide for this is a strategy framework outlined by Joe Medico from Double Dome Digital Marketing. It's titled Marketing from Scratch, Building a 2026 Strategy. So, okay, let's unpack this because we're living in this 2026 reality, but too many teams are just haunted by the ghosts of 2022 tactics.
Yeah, and the goal for you, the listener, is to figure out how to abandon those outdated playbooks. We need to reconstruct an approach that is totally focused on privacy-first data, human-centric storytelling, and, you know, actually cutting through the massive wall of AI noise.
Because the starting point for this whole framework, it's recognizing that a staggering number of marketing directors and their teams are currently operating like ghost hunters.
Yeah.
They're funding campaigns and relying on technology stacks that were built for a digital ecosystem that, practically speaking, just no longer exists.
Yeah, I mean, let's look at that 2022 playbook, because we all remember what that looked like, right?
Oh, yeah. The era of broadnets.
Exactly. It relied heavily on third-party cookies, tracking your every move. It depended on churning out massive volumes of, frankly, low-quality content just to trick search engines into ranking a page.
Just sheer volume over any kind of precision.
Right. It was a brute force approach. You would throw a million impressions at the wall and just, you know, hope a fraction of a percent would stick. But that environment has been dismantled.
Completely torn down.
Yeah. Stricter privacy laws have fundamentally altered what data can even be collected. And AI-driven capabilities have completely changed how users search for and consume information. Using a volume-based, cookie-dependent playbook today is literally the equivalent of using that 100-year-old map you mentioned.
Which means the journey isn't just slow, it completely breaks down. And the symptoms of this breakage are incredibly visible if you actually know where to look.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Right. Teams are staring at their analytics dashboards and seeing these massive, unexplained gaps in their tracking. Or they might be generating raw leads, but those leads are just failing to convert into actual revenue.
Yeah. And internally, the marketing departments are just burning out. They're trying to play this frantic game of catch up with every single algorithm shift.
So the proposed solution to this burnout is this hypothetical reset button. Like if you could slam your hand on a big red button and approach your entire go-to-market strategy from scratch today.
Which means ignoring the old campaigns you feel obligated to keep running just because, you know, you funded them last year.
Exactly. And tossing out those mysterious agency black boxes that spit out vanity metrics, you would build a completely different machine.
But hold on. If we are officially hitting the reset button, the very first thing we have to rebuild is the underlying infrastructure.
Right. You have to lay down new roads before you can drive anywhere.
Exactly. And according to this 2026 framework, that starts with a radical shift in how we handle data and systems. The contrast between the legacy model and the new reality is just stark.
Especially when we talk about tracking.
Oh, absolutely. The old way was the following people around the internet method. You look at a pair of shoes on a Tuesday, and those exact shoes stalk you across every news site and blog you visit for the next 3 weeks.
Driven by third-party cookies and client-side pixel tracking.
Right. And that mechanism is exactly what is breaking. A pixel is essentially a tiny piece of code sitting on the user's browser, the client side.
Okay.
In the past, that browser would send data directly to an advertising platform like Facebook or Google. But now, browsers like Safari and systems like Apple's iOS are actively blocking those third-party communications.
So the pipeline is severed.
Exactly. The 2026 reset completely abandons that reliance, shifting instead to first-party data and server-side APIs.
Okay, but I have to push back here for a second. So what does this all mean? Because if we legally have to strip away cookies and browsers are aggressively blocking tracking, aren't we just flying blind?
It feels that way, yeah.
Right. I mean, the framework is telling people to gather first-party data, but legal and technically, our hands are tied. How is that actually possible to achieve without violating the very privacy laws that caused this shift in the first place?
Well, that is the exact tension every business is facing right now. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, the solution lies in the architecture of server-side tracking.
Okay, break that down for me.
So instead of relying on the user's browser to send data directly to an ad platform, which we know gets blocked, server-side tracking changes the flow. The user's browser sends a secure first-party signal to your company's server.
Ah, okay.
And then behind the scenes, your server communicates with Facebook or Google server.
So you are essentially acting as the bouncer at the door of your own data. The browser talks to you and you decide what gets passed along to the advertising platform.
That is exactly the mechanism. It bypasses the browser level blocks because the communication happens server to server. And more importantly, it puts you in complete control of the data.
Which ensures you are fully compliant with privacy laws.
Exactly, because you dictate exactly what information is shared and what is anonymized. This technical shift enables what the framework calls a precision model. It forces a move away from mass data collection.
You aren't trying to capture a tiny, illicit fragment of data from a million people who barely know your brand anymore.
Right. So it's a complete shift from top-of-funnel quantity to high-value quality.
It has to be. In 2022, the goal was capturing any lead, regardless of intent. But the 2026 strategy focuses entirely on high-precision intent.
You capture first-party data through meaningful, high-value interactions. Someone willingly giving you their information because you offer something genuinely useful.
Right. You want fewer leads, but you want leads from people who are deeply engaged and actually ready to take action.
Yeah, and I want to paint a picture of what this actually looks like in practice, because this ties directly into the first major pillar of building from scratch.
Which is transparency over proprietary systems.
Exactly. So imagine a B2B software company. Under the 2022 playbook, they're paying an agency, say, $50,000 a month. At the end of the month, the agency hands them a glossy report claiming they generated 10 million impressions and 1,000 clicks.
But the sales team is sitting there with zero closed deals.
Right. The agency is operating a black box. The company has no idea how that money was spent or why those clicks were generated.
But the reset button eliminates that scenario entirely. A modern technical backbone requires you to own your data and demand total transparency.
You absolutely cannot accept a black box report anymore. You need to see the raw data flowing through your own server-side APIs.
And you must be able to trace a direct, undeniable mathematical correlation between the dollars you spend and the high-intent quality leads your sales team actually receives.
But here's the catch with building that perfect, transparent data pipeline.
Okay.
It's entirely useless if you're feeding it garbage.
Oh, for sure.
You can have flawless server-side tracking, completely compliant with privacy laws. But if the material a user sees looks like it was generated by a robot, they aren't going to interact with it anyway.
Right. The tracking only works as the storytelling works.
Exactly. Which naturally shifts our focus to pillar two, human-first content in an AI-saturated world.
Because generative AI has just permanently altered the content landscape.
Oh, completely. Every competitor and every brand now has the ability to use AI to draft articles. So the internet is flooded with what the framework refers to as gray content.
And here's where it gets really interesting to me. Think about elevator music, right?
Okay.
You walk into a hotel lobby and there is a piano track playing. It is technically flawless, the tempo is steady, the grammar of the music is perfect, but it is entirely unmemorable. It just exists to fill the silence.
It's just background noise.
Exactly. If you walked back out to the street and someone asked you to hum the melody you just heard, you couldn't do it. Nobody actively listens to elevator music. And that is the exact state of AI-generated gray content.
That is a perfect analogy.
It's structurally sound and grammatically correct, but it has no soul, and human beings are completely ignoring it.
And the thing is, search engines are highly aware of this user fatigue, which has triggered a massive evolution. We are moving away from traditional search engines and toward answer engines.
Right. Users no longer want to type in a query and receive 10 blue links that they have to sift through. They want a direct, synthesized answer.
To adapt to this, The 2026 strategy abandons the old obsessions like stuffing articles with keywords or obsessing over backlink counts and replaces them with two new mandates.
Information game and entity-based data.
Exactly.
Well, let's break down those terms, starting with information game, because it sounds like academic jargon, but it's actually a fascinating concept.
It really is. To understand information game, we have to look at how an answer engine actually evaluates a new piece of content. When an AI crawler reads your article, it compares it against the entire existing corpus of knowledge on that topic. If your article just summarizes what is already out there, its information gain score is essentially zero.
And answer engines actively suppress that content, right?
They do. Yeah. They are specifically looking for and heavily rewarding unique insights that do not exist anywhere else in their database.
I think a great way to visualize this is to imagine asking 10 interns to write a report on a complex business book they haven't actually read.
This is good.
Right. So 9 of them will just go to Wikipedia, summarize the plot, and hand it in. That is traditional AI content derivative and totally safe.
Just rehashing the consensus.
Exactly. But the 10th intern actually sits down, reads the book cover to cover, and points out a glaring factual error the author made on page 42 based on the intern's own background in finance.
Right.
That 10th report has information gain. Answer engines are now explicitly designed to find and elevate the person who found the typo on page 42.
Because that is something a large language model cannot do. ChatGPT can synthesize a million existing websites, but it cannot generate an original lived experience.
Right. It can't say, when we deployed this specific software for a logistics client in Chicago last Tuesday, here is the unexpected supply chain bottleneck we hit, and here is the custom workaround we built.
Exactly. That is a human perspective, a personal case study. High authority for AI citation relies entirely on that inherently human originality.
And how does entity-based data tie into this? Because if information gain is the soul of the content, entity data sounds like the skeleton.
That is a highly accurate way to frame it. Historically, search engines looked for keyword strings. If you typed best running shoes, the engine looked for pages that repeated the phrase best running shoes.
Right, the old keyword stuffing days.
Exactly. Today, answer engines look for entities recognize concepts with clear relationships. An entity isn't just a word, it's an interconnected web of meaning.
Okay, so how does that apply to a brand?
Well, if your brand is established as a recognized entity in the fitness space, the answer engine understands your relationship to running, physiology, and footwear without you needing to stuff keywords into your text.
Wow. Okay, so let's take a step back and look at the blueprint we've drafted for this 2026 rebuild. We need highly original, human-centric content driven by information gain.
Yes.
We need to establish ourselves as recognized entities. We need transparent data practices built on complex server-side API integrations to navigate privacy laws.
It's a lot.
I'm going to be completely honest. If I am an internal marketing director and my team is already stretched to the limit just trying to answer daily emails and keep the current website running, this sounds paralyzing.
Oh, the execution barrier is massive. And the strategy framework explicitly acknowledges this reality. The gap between knowing you need server-side APIs and actually having the engineering knowledge to build them is vast.
Right. Internal teams simply do not have the bandwidth to become compliance experts, data engineers, and deeply creative human storytellers all at once.
Which brings us to the proposed solution in the text, the efficiency pivot. The idea is to outsource the technical headache.
But wait, doesn't that directly contradict the primary rule we established back in Pillar 1? If we need to avoid agency black boxes and demand total ownership of our data, aren't we just handing the keys back to an agency the second we outsource the technical work?
That is the natural fear, yeah. But the framework draws a vital distinction between a proprietary black box and a transparent technical partnership.
Okay, what's the difference?
A black box model operates on dependency. They build your campaigns inside their own proprietary software, and if you fire them, you lose all your historical data and infrastructure.
So it's the difference between renting a room in someone else's ecosystem versus, like, hiring a contractor to build a house on land that you actually own.
Exactly that. The 2026 reset requires a partner who acts as your technical backbone, handling the deeply complex, tedious mechanics, but doing so with an infrastructure that you ultimately own.
Like Double Dome Digital Marketing, as the source mentioned.
Right. They manage the day-to-day Google Ads bidding, they monitor the API connections to ensure privacy compliance, and they implement the intricate schema markup.
Schema markup being the specific code that translates your human-readable website into the exact structural language, an answer engine needs to confidently parse your entity data.
Correct. It is highly technical, invisible work. You outsource that heavy lifting so your internal team is freed from the daily grind of algorithm chasing.
So efficiency in this new era isn't about forcing your internal copywriters to suddenly learn data engineering.
No, not at all. It is about building a foundation that delivers data you trust, allowing your in-house team to focus purely on big-picture strategy and generating that deeply human information gain content.
But to figure out what you need to outsource, what you need to keep in-house, and what you need to scrap entirely, you have to undergo what the framework calls the digital marketing audit.
And this isn't just a casual glance at last quarter's spreadsheet.
Definitely not.
The audit is a ruthless evaluation process. It requires zero-based budgeting for both your financial spend and your team's attention.
I love the concept of zero-based budgeting applied to strategy. Instead of looking at your marketing budget and saying, oh, we spent $100,000 on these five channels last year, let's increase it by 10%, you start with a blank piece of paper.
You have $0.
Exactly. Every single activity, every campaign, every software subscription has to justify its existence from scratch, judged strictly on its potential to perform in a 2026 environment.
Let's apply this to a real scenario. Think about a legacy strategy, like maintaining a company blog where you publish three generic AI-assisted articles a week about industry trends.
Very common.
Right. Under a 2022 mindset, you keep funding that because it generates a tiny bit of keyword traffic.
But under the 2026 audit, you put that blog on trial. You ask, does this provide unique information gain? No. Does it feed our server-side tracking with high-intent first-party data? No, it's just elevator music.
Exactly. So the audit dictates that you kill the blog. You take those resources and reallocate them. Maybe you fund one massive, original, data-driven research report a quarter that humans actually want to read.
And you gate it behind a secure first-party data capture point.
That is the power of the audit. It removes the emotion and the historical habit from the equation. I would challenge anyone listening to mentally walk through their own current workflows.
Yeah, think about it.
What specific tactics are you continuing to fund or spending your valuable time managing simply because it is what you did last year? If you had to stand in front of your board today and justify that spend with a blank piece of paper, knowing what we know about answer engines and privacy blocks, would that tactic survive the audit?
That is the multi-million-dollar question right there. So what does this all mean when we put the pieces together? Our mission was to figure out how to navigate this rapidly changing modern city without relying on a century-old map.
And we found a way.
We did. The blueprint we've extracted from Joe Medico's strategy framework gives us a very clear path forward. First, you have to start pouring gas into the 2022 machine. Those high-volume, intrusive tracking methods are dead ends. Second, you must take control of your data architecture by shifting to first-party, server-side tracking, ensuring your insights are both accurate and privacy compliant. Third, you have to cut the AI elevator music and commit to creating human-first content that delivers genuine information gain to answer engines.
And finally, you have to ruthlessly audit your workflows, finding a transparent partner to handle the technical heavy lifting so your team can actually focus on strategy. It is a profound structural shift in how businesses must interact with the digital landscape. But, you know, as we look at the trajectory of these changes, there is one final implication regarding information gain that warrants deeper consideration.
Oh.
Yeah. If AI models and answer engines are now programmatically designed to heavily prioritize unique, non-derivative human experiences.
Okay.
If they only reward content that cannot be scraped from existing digital sources.
Right.
Will the future of digital marketing ultimately force brands to step away from their keyboards entirely?
Wait, really?
Think about it. Will companies have to artificially orchestrate more real-world physical events and tangible offline human interactions simply so they have something genuinely original to write about when they log back on?
Wow. We have to physically return to the real world just to generate enough original proof of life to feed the digital one. That is a brilliant and honestly slightly terrifying thought to leave off on. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Take a hard look at your own map today. Keep demanding transparency from your data, and we will catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
With 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.